Welcome to Let's Talk with Pastor Sunday, a weekly program presented on Unique FM 100.7. Every Sunday, as you listen, may the Lord bless you.
Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome once again to Unique FM. This is your program, Let's Talk. My name is Pastor Sunday. I'm your host this morning. Let's Talk is a time of refreshment. It's a time that we look at things and issues that affect our lives as individuals, as families, even as a nation. It's a time to look at how we get to where we are and how do we move from where we are to where God wants us to be. It's a time to look at things that affect us in God's own perspective. How does God see it? What does God say about it? And what is God's destiny for our lives? As you listen this morning, I pray that the Spirit of the Almighty God will grant you understanding, that you will not just hear, but you will understand that which is spoken, and that the power of God will translate that which you hear into victory in your life, that your life may move from where it is unto where it ought to be. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
This morning, I want to begin a new series called The Power of Love. There are various forces in life or power by which people achieve and attain things. You have the power of money, you have the political power, you have the power of sex, you have academic power, and the likes and the likes. But one power that is neglected or hardly recognized by people is the power of love, or the force of love, because anything that has the ability to do a work is called power. Love is a force that has the ability to change our society, to change our community, to change individuals. And that's why this morning, God helping us, we want to explore the possibilities that are in love, the power, the force of love, to make our society a better place, to make our community, to make our lives better. In the world today, the word love has been mostly misunderstood, particularly by the young generation. To the young generation, when you talk about love, you are talking about emotions. To them, love means sex, it means passion, it means lust. But if you are listening to me this morning, I will pray that you encourage any young person to tune in to this station for the next few weeks as we explore this power of love. It's not just for young, it is also for the old. Because as adults too, we have made various mistakes in life. And some are still making the same mistake. Why? Because they have faced a situation where they lacked love, and some are reacting as a result of what has happened in the past, are reacting in their lives today, and also are not able to give out love. According to the law of give and take, you cannot give what you don't have. So people who have suffered lovelessness in life hardly know how to love. They hardly know what to give when you talk about love. So this morning, we are looking at the power of love. And I'll be starting by trying to give a background into this four-letter word, L-O-V-E. love. According to God, the creator of the universe, to him, what does love mean? One day, a Pharisee came to Jesus and said to him, trying to test him, in Matthew 22, I read from verse 36. The lawyer came to him asking and saying, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Now, here he's talking about the law of God. The question is, what is the great commandment? Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. 39. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, this Pharisee came to test Jesus by asking him, what is the greatest commandment? If to God, the greatest commandment is love, if what God requires from man is for man to love him, and what he requires from man to man is for man to love each other. Now, I want you to tell me, if you believe in God, how is it possible, without loving a man like yourself, how is it possible to love God? And that's what the Bible says. It says, if man that you can see, you cannot love him, then what kind of love do you say you have? He says, how is it possible then for you to love God whom you cannot see? And so, dear brethren, this is a very, very, very critical issue that we need to look into in detail. Let me continue by defining some things that love does and what is the negative side of it. In the book of Solomon, in the Songs of Solomon, it says, love is stronger than death. Love is stronger than death. This suggests that love is a force, because death kills. The scripture says love is stronger. That means it is more powerful than death. So if death and the effects of death can be seen, what trails death is sorrow, pain, and the likes. Then what can love do? Let me draw a parallel between death and love. Death kills, but love gives life. Death scatters, because when people are dead, if the man is a rallying force that brings many people together, the moment he passes, it is then to your tents, O Israel. Everybody goes their own way. But love gathers. Love brings together. Love preserves. Death destroys. But love deals. Death breaks. But love binds. Death creates tears and sorrows, but love creates comfort, peace, and joy. Death breeds fear. Many people are afraid of death. And even when a person dies, it is not everybody that is bold to lie on the bed of the dead man, or even to put on his dress, or to go to the graveyard at night. So death breeds fear, but love breeds liberty. Where there is love, there is liberty. Death enforces bondage, but love enforces freedom. That is just trying to draw a parallel between death and love. Because it's a man who is alive that has the ability and the power to love. When you are dead, the ability to change things ceases to be. Whatever has been is what continues to be after death. Whatever you have done is what you continue to have after death. There is no space or room for a change after death. There is this school of thought that says when someone is dead, your works are weighed. If your works are good, you are given a chance to come back and continue on this earth to still burn off some of your sins until you burn your sins and everything is over. It's the theory of reincarnation. The Bible does not say that. It is not supported by the Bible. Neither is the thought, the school of thought, or the theory of praying for the dead. Because the Bible says it is appointed for a man to die once. And after that is the judgment. So there is no man that dies and comes again to die, and comes another time to die, and comes in a different thing to die. Neither is there a room for anyone after he's dead for prayers to be offered for him that can change what he has done. What he has done is what he lives with in the new world that he finds himself. There is no place where a dead man can be, and certain people here on earth can start praying for a dead man for his life to change and for God to have mercy on him, for God to bring him unto himself. No. When a man is dead, he ceases communication with the earth, and whatever people do here on earth does not affect him. So we need to understand this, because many people are deceived. Many lives are living in deception, and that is why it has become very, 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 very difficult for us to change. It has become very, very difficult for us to change our ways, to change our lives, to change our characters, to change our behavior. We need to have a good understanding of who God is. Love is the force that changes the life of a man. Love changes people. The process of changing someone's life is not an easy one. We all want people to change, to fit our own myopic view. We want everybody around us to change, to fit into our desires. We want everybody around us to change, to behave the way we want them to behave. Why should that be? It shows how selfish a man can be. So selfishness and ego wants a quick action, a quick fix situation in everything around us in relationship. We want people to change just like that. Husbands want their wives to change just like that. The same thing with wives. And that is why there's so much tension between husband and wives, even tension between parents and children, because the children that we have neglected for a while, that have become something else that we do not wish they will become, we forget that it takes period of time, which could have been years, for that child to be who he has become now. And we want that change to be immediate. Pride demands a change from other people without giving up anything. If you want someone to change, what are you ready to lay down? What are you ready to give? Pride puts a demand on others without being ready to give up anything. But love asks the question, what can I do to help this person change? everybody in life who knows and understands that what I'm doing is not right has a desire to change. But it takes a good relationship of people around them to help them to go through that process of change. So love asks the question, what can I do to change this person? Love encourages and helps the process of change. Love lays down itself. It lays down its pride. If it is coming to the person's level, love comes down to the person's level. It lays down its ego to see somebody else get better in life. Mother Teresa said, there is more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than bread. There is more hunger for love and appreciation in this world than bread. It means if people can find love, majority of their problem is solved. Where there is no love, there is want. There is want for scarcity of bread. There will be scarcity of bread as a result of the scarcity of love. Where there is no love, poverty will spread. Why is that so? Poverty will spread because of selfishness. The selfishness of man, our self-centeredness, our greed, and these are killers of love. Where there is selfishness, self-centeredness, greed, pride, and ego, there is scarcity of love. And that is what is ruling our world today. Our world is being ruled by leaders who are after their own ego. Some are under pressure to perform because they don't want to be seen as failures. Not because they love the people. There are very few leaders who love their people. When you love your people, you will serve your people. When you love the place where you are working, you will serve that place. When you love your family, you will serve your family. Because that means you will be willing to allow them to have the best of life according to that which you have ability to give, and you lay it down. It's so hard to change people because you that wants to change me, you have to change first. Without being willing to change, it is difficult to change me. So if you want to be a world changer, if you want to change people around you, ask yourself the question, what can I do for this situation to change? So then you'll be fulfilling the scriptures that says, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Then you'll be fulfilling the laws of God. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Next week, I will be continuing on this series by the special grace of God. But the question I leave with you this morning is to ask yourself, do you love? Your answer may be yes. But we'll be looking at the parameters at the next message, next Sunday, for you to find out whether you truly love or you are working on something else. I pray that the God of love will teach you, will open your eyes of understanding and fill you with his love, that you may know what is the depth, the height, the length, and the breadth of the love of God that passeth all understanding. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you as you go through this week. In the name of Jesus, thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for taking time to listen to Let's Talk this morning. This is Let's Talk, Unique FM 100.7. You can join me next Sunday. By God's grace, I'll be here again by this time. And if before then you have any reason to ask any question, to send forth a prayer request, whatever it may be, you can reach me on this number, 7511872. God bless you. See you next Sunday. Amen.